Cities can offer insight into their history and culture if you look in the right places. Commentator Andrei Kudrescu has been traveling around the country this summer and shares his impressions of one of his stops.
The old Woolworths building in Tacoma, Washington, now an AT&T switching station, was taken over briefly by artists who turned it into a nostalgically barbed installation. One of the artists, John Gilbert from New Orleans, filled windows with historic photos from the days when the Woolworths lunch counters became the front lines of the civil rights movement. And then she led a jazz funeral through a cheery market of flowers and fruits sold by mostly Asian farmers. The Chinese inhabitants of Tacoma were expelled by the city in the late 1800s, a historical moment explored by Houstonian John Runnels with neon signs flashing "All Chinese Out, Sinophobia and Xenophobia" above a row of laundered white shirts. The whitewashed windows were scribbled with Chinese poetry. Some locals weren't sure what it all meant. Nearby Seattle has been way hip for some time, leading the world in piercing coffee protests and grunge, and Tacoma would like to catch up someday. Tacomites are partial to sculpted fish that leap or jut out of civically ordained fountains and to glass, which they keep in museums. Many cities are now trying to revive their once thriving downtowns by hiring artists to test the water. If the artists drown, the developers wait another year. In this case, the South, which has been a model of artistic fearlessness since the days of Br'er Rabbit, was also represented by yours truly, a Dixie Transylvanian, who created a special one-man show based on a single character building instance of eating liver and onions at a Detroit Woolworths in 1966. A true artist needs no more than the touch of an onion ring at a tender crossroads of life to create a hefty oeuvre. In any case, the art went swimmingly, and on the last night, we artists had a real chance to confront history instead of merely commenting on it. While we were eating our ginger and lemongrass in a Thai restaurant, we noticed that Mr. Paul Wolfowitz, the architect of the Bush Doctrine, chief instigator of the war in Iraq, eating his own tofu ginger at a corner table with a general and a Secret Service guy. What do you do if you're an artist? You quickly write a heartfelt poem of protest and send a child to deliver it. One of our hosts had the perfect cherubic child for the job. You also start to sing Give Peace a Chance, Masters of War, and maybe Country Joe and Pete Seeger classics. That's what you might do anyway, but we didn't do any of that because, one, we weren't in Seattle, and two, we were afraid for the child. Mr. Wolfowitz left the eatery, unmolested by peaceniks. He actually loped out of there like a werewolf. Werewolfowitz. Good thing we didn't send the kid. Look what happened to Little Red Riding Hood. Also, Tacoma still stands.
Poet and writer Andrei Kudrescu lives in New Orleans. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.